New constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. But your danger right now might be missing out on something that looks good. Yep, we're looking at a stock that David Trader likes now on the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone, everybody. This is the part of the show where we talk with the experts from New Constructs. And yes, they evaluate securities on the scale of most attractive to most dangerous. Today, while it's the Danger Zone, we're going to be looking at something that David Trainer finds attractive. Because in these markets, where a lot of things maybe look tricky, it may be a little bit harder to spot the ones that are truly worth buying. How does David Trainer do that? Well, he evaluates those securities from the bottom up. He and his crew at New Constructs dig in at the grassroots level, the footnotes, and then they work their way up through the balance sheet. If they find that the numbers are misleading, that something is working against the investor, well, then that winds up being something that's dangerous. But if, on the other hand, when everybody else thinks it's skin deep and they look and they go, no, 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 from the bottom up, this looks great, then they're saying,
hello, sexy.
And they're making the stock attractive. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, thanks for joining me again.
Great to be with you, Chuck.
Who's in the attractive zone again this week?
Meritage Homes.
Meritage Homes. It's ticker symbol MTH. A home company at a time when some people are saying the real estate market is pretty shaky and uncertain. Why this stock now?
It's a similar thesis as to what we had with D.R. Horton, except this is a smaller player that is actually moving, we think, intelligently downstream to lower priced housing and has got a margin and return on invested capital advantage versus peers in a growing space. And then again, it's trading at just a super low valuation. You know, so for all of these stocks that we're looking at these days, we think that there is, you know, if not by the end of this year, certainly in 2021, there will be a rebound, at which point these stocks will trade sort of more normally. And when they're currently trading at values that imply 40 to 50% permanent declines in profitability, we see opportunity.
We always talk, when we're talking about dangerous stocks, about how the market can remain irrational longer than you can remain solvent. What's going to be the catalyst? Because catalysts are so hard to decipher and find. Do you worry at all, not just with Meritage Homes, which again is MTH, but with any of the stocks that you're saying are attractive, that the normal catalysts are maybe going to be somehow discounted? Because we're going to have a whole bunch of companies that come to a certain part in the economic cycle together that they're affected and their numbers are going to look different because they all went through this downturn, but this downturn was kind of artificially hard on them. Do you worry at all that any of this is creating a situation that, oh, by the way, it might not just be interest rates that could be lower for longer, it could be stocks being lower for longer?
Kind of not really. The bigger picture shows that, look, there's still a lot of cash on the sidelines. The money's got to go somewhere. Central banks are pumping tons of money into the system. And so there's demand for investment product, and it's going to stay strong. And the United States capital markets are the creme de la creme of investment opportunities. And that's, you know, part of why these markets have sort of done so well, continue to do well, because at the end of the day, where do you want to put your marginal dollar? You want to invest in China? You want to invest in Russia? You want to invest in South America? You want to invest in Europe? All of those, I think, are pretty strong and clear no compared to the United States. And that keeps our companies well lubricated with capital, which means, you know, they're gonna survive, not just survive, but I think do well. And that will then trickle downstream into consumer and overall economic health. Because we got companies that can pay people and build things, and that's sort of the virtuous cycle that the United States has ridden from early comer or newcomer to the world stage a couple hundred years ago to the most powerful economy in the world.
Well, let's bring it back to Meritage Homes. You talk about where this stock is from a valuation standpoint. MTH began March at about $70 a share. At the bottom, it was down around $27 a share. So massive decline. But now it's back up above where it was at the beginning of March. It's at 71 roughly. And you're saying it's still undervalued. And by the way, the 52-week high is just under 80. So it's come back so far. Help us understand why now, with it back at this level, it's still so attractive. How out of whack is this valuation?
Yeah, we think about it the opposite of most people. We're not looking at momentum. We see when the stock swings down too low, we see it, you know, basically that's the opportunity to buy. So, you know, we're fundamentally focused. And at $72 a share, the stock is implying a permanent 40% decline in profits. We think that's overly pessimistic. And if we, you know, we go out and we forecast a 1% compounded annual decline in profits for 14 years in a row, right? That gets you to $70. That's what the stock is saying. For the next 14 years, it's going to decline by 1%. Now, that includes an 80% drop in 2020. So drops by 80%, kind of levels out, gradually moves up. But the net is 1% compounded annually for 14 years. That's what the stock is saying. And that 70% drop we're seeing in 2021, or that we're modeling in this worst-case scenario, is, you know, a lot worse than the 22% in consensus.
And the no-growth value of this stock to you would be what?
$112 a share.
Wow. Obviously, there's a lot of margin for error in there that would still make this stock very attractive. It's MTH, Meritage Homes. It's not a danger zone pick. It's an attractive zone pick this week as we went to the attractive zone with David Trainer. David, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
To learn more about new constructs, Meritage Homes, the danger zone, the attractive zone, whatever you want to call it, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs, and they blog about all of their danger zone picks, even when they're attractive zone picks. So you can go learn more at the website about Meritage Homes, this week's pick. All right, up next on Money Life, Michael Falk will be joining us. It's a very special conversation. Michael, a unique force in financial circles and the financial world, who also is dealing with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. We'll talk about how that's all playing out and what the pandemic has meant to him and more next.